Drive, I believe. Come and join us, 92-1882. Let's nick straight down into the Fremantle Dockers rooms. Their skipper, David Mundy, has been good enough to join us. G'day, David. G'day, David.
Hello?
Yeah, David, gotcha. It's Brad Hardy and Shane McGuinness up here, mate. Thanks for your time. Really appreciate it. After three really good weeks, not so good tonight.
Yeah, clearly it was a really poor performance from almost our entire group tonight. We're bitterly disappointed. As you mentioned, we're really building something over 3 weeks, and to come out and really not compete from the start like we did tonight is bitterly disappointing.
Anything in the lead up which you could identify that you saw that coming?
No, certainly not. We our weeks are fairly normal, week in, week out, and there were no red flags throughout the week. So it might come down to a little bit of mental preparation or being away from home. Last few trips we've had a really slow start, so that might be something to look at, but at the end of the day, we just didn't get it done. And right from the start, our midfield was really smashed and put the entire team under pressure.
The tackle count would suggest that at least you were providing some effort, but even when you got the ball in your hands, unfortunately, you couldn't keep it.
Yeah, I think our handball to kick ratio was really even tonight. And those kind of conditions, that's just a recipe for disaster. So full credit to Collingwood. They came out and were really dog hungry and attacking the man and the ball really aggressively. And we wilted tonight, so it's something, as I said, we're very, very disappointed and certainly didn't see it coming.
David, in fairness, you guys seem to get the game back on your terms in the second half, particularly in that third quarter and even early in the final term. But once they got that margin back out to 29 points and the rain set in, it seemed to get blown away.
Yeah, I guess going into the third quarter, I think it was, or even the last quarter, it was only 5 goals, the difference. And that can be really turned around really quickly. So, the boys certainly didn't give up, but, our method around the ball, especially early, really put us under some pressure and, we had too few trying to do too much. So.
Just on a couple of positives. Firstly, Sam Collins, we spoke him up during the call, played a wonderful role across defensive 50 tonight, David, and he just seems to be one of those that you've found and is going to be one going into the future.
Yeah, he's been playing quite well for us, Sam. He got his opportunity through some injury and, he's really come in and grabbed it with both hands. So, I'm absolutely rapt for him and really speak highly of the individual that he is, that he can come in and, really impact the way he has been. He's been fantastic for us.
Have you had a chance to have a debrief from Ross? And if so, what did he say?
Yeah, it wasn't anything too serious or too long. We all know where we went wrong and our effort and intensity, around the ball, and then when they had it tonight, it was really substandard and something that has really shocked us, to be honest. So all the boys in here and the coaches, collectively are all really hurting, and we're going to have a little while, obviously, to think about it with the bye next week. So, the hope is that we'll come back and improve, and this will make us stronger.
Just a couple of basic things. I mean, when you're worrying the ball off half-back and through the midfield, you need your key forwards to lead into the vision of the ball carrier, don't you? I mean, rather than try and double back all of the time, and you guys up the ground have got to kick the ball 60 or 70 metres in these conditions. It's just not possible.
I think there might be a little bit of fancy footwork going on up there, but as I said, at the end of the day, it's one and lost in the midfield, and I put my hand up. I was in there in the first half, and we were really, really ordinary, and putting our back line under tremendous pressure and not giving our forwards much opportunity. And we saw in the third and fourth quarter when we kind of turned our stoppage work around a little bit and we're able to get it in there, our forwards look really dangerous. So, again, it's just a very disappointing overall effort from the entire group.
Surprisingly enough, though, you were able to keep a lid on Pendlebury and Sidebottom in particular through that midfield. Treloar got a bit of it, but really, I mean, the two guns, really, you had them pretty much well contained.
Yeah, I'm not sure about individual stats, obviously just coming out of the game, but Mick did a really good job on Sidebottom early, but I think Pendlebury, was really getting away from us and sitting a little bit up early. So, as I said, that was a disappointing aspect for the midfield. But, at the end of the day, we only had 3 or 4 guys really contributing. And we know AFL football is a way to numbers game. And, you can't win games when the differential is that big.
David, thanks for your time. Rehab up. Get home safely. See you in Darwin.
Thank you very much.
David Mundy there, the captain of the Fremantle Dockers. And, good of him to put his hand up. So, I was one of the ones who didn't quite get it done. But he clearly wasn't their worst.
No, absolutely not. I mean, let's have a look at some of the numbers